My Life Today, August 3, Work Diligently for God, Saved to Serve. Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto me. There is a great work to be done in our world. Men and women are to be converted, not by the gift of tongues, nor by the working of miracles, but by the preaching of Christ crucified. Why delay the effort to make the world better? Why wait for some wonderful thing to be done, some costly apparatus to be provided? Into all that we do, whether our work be in the shop, on the farm, or in the office, we are to bring the endeavor to save souls. This life is full of gracious opportunities which you can improve in the exercise of your God-given abilities to bless others, and in so doing bless yourself, without considering self in the matter. Trivial circumstances oftentimes prove a decided blessing to the one who acts from principle and has formed the habit of doing right because it is right. Seek for a perfect character, and let all you do, whether seen and appreciated by human eyes or not, be done with an eye single to God's glory. Because you belong to God, and He has redeemed you at the price of His own life. Be faithful in the least as well as in the greatest. Learn to speak the truth, to act all times the truth. Let the heart be fully submitted to God. If controlled by His grace, you will do little deeds of kindness, take up the duties lying next to you, and bring all the sunshine into your life and character that it is possible to bring, scattering the gifts of love and blessing along the pathway of life. Your works will be far-reaching as eternity. Your life work will be seen in heaven, and there it will live through ceaseless ages, because it is found precious in the sight of God. Remember that what is worth doing at all is worth doing well.